I mean, yeah, granted, you know, of course you go, well, there's more technology in here than we're in the space shuttle. You know, I'm not going that back that fucking far or anything, but.
That's technically not true. The space shuttle had all kinds of shit that phone doesn't have. Does your phone have thrusters?
Huh?
Can you jettison something off the side of it?
Does your phone have a
heat? Actually, I could.
You see the SIM card go flying.
All of a sudden, it shoots in the, outside of your otter box and just flies across the room.
Go on, Si.
Roll out!
Shooting stuff out of your otter box? That's just what sounds dirty.
And we have a show title.
What does an otter sound like? Anyway, I'm just... What sound do they make? Like,
you know, they probably make a whole different sound if it's shooting something out of its box.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's going to be one of those episodes.
We're going to waste all the funny shit before the show starts.
I know, right?
You're listening to Group Therapy, episode 96. Marijuana, perhaps? With your host, Optimus Gene.
Trying to cut back on my epicness.
Cyrus Martin.
Hell, maybe something's wrong with me.
Jay Red.
It's a scientific fact that lesbians wear flannel.
And the Warrior.
Cy called me a con artist. I had to defend myself.
And now, from onemanasylum.com, it's time for Group Therapy.
Welcome back to Group Therapy on OneManAsylum.com, a safe place to share your feelings about everything in the world of movies, video games, TV, and the web. I am your host, Optimus Gene. We're waiting for the fourth guy to show up eventually, if he does. But you know what? Even if we don't get a fourth guy, it doesn't matter. We've got the main three here. So let's start off with my other co-host, the guy who's always here to save my bacon, Cyrus Martin. What's going on, dude?
Oh, nothing. Just enjoying the show again. It's nice to be back and have a computer that works.
Yes, you did have some computer issues last week and this week, didn't you?
Yeah. The absolute worst possible situations. Yeah.
That sucks. That,
things are better now. Sucks. Things are better now.
That's always good. Coming to us from the future, we have Jay Red. What's going on, man?
I went full retard once. Oh, got married.
Oh, shit. That's when the game is over.
Danger, danger. Jay is getting married.
Fuck. Oh, what the hell. Let's just go ahead and talk about what's new in media.
That's how I talk in England.
Hello, Governor. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie. No, I just...
Oh, you didn't.
Yes, I had to go there.
Fucking suck.
I know what I'm doing.
Australian.
Yes.
Anyway.
Now, that joke's better when you meet someone who's from Austria. All of Dumb and Dumber.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's from Austria.
Yes. Yes, good. Yes, he is, Cyrus.
Yeah, see what I mean?
That's very good. All right, this week in media, let's see here. In theaters, we had Big Miracle, Chronicle, The Innkeepers, The Woman in Black, and W.E. Haven't heard anything on W.E. I've heard The Innkeepers and The Woman in Black are supposed to be pretty good horror flicks. Haven't really heard anything about Big Miracle. I'm like you, Cy. I'm hearing some good stuff about Chronicle and...
Well, you know what I heard about Chronicle?
What's that?
The whole movie's about pot. They're like hallucinating during the whole movie. They wake up at the end. It's like
no points awarded. Anyway, so no, I've heard some good stuff about it. Apparently, though, if you don't care for the whole found footage movie thing, then yeah, you might want to stay away from it. So.
Found footage. How many times can you say found footage?
Found footage. Found footage.
Found footage.
Never mind.
Footage. Found footage.
Look, hey, we got a third. The third is finally joining us.
Fourth.
Too late. Go away.
Fourth. Anyway, let's see here. So, what?
Fourth guy.
Okay. Anyway, so this week on Blu-ray, let me go ahead and call him real quick before he tries to call me, because, you know, that's how it always ends up working out. Of course, now he's not on Skype. Come on in, Rudy. Wakey, wakey, hands off sneaky. Let's see here. He's apparently looking for something. Something's not plugged in. What's all not right. plugged in?
I'm going to dub him again. This will be fun. Yeah. We're going to be from the top.
He looks high.
Oh, my God. I just smoked a huge blunt. Hey. I got out of chronic.
Yeah, there he is.
I can help myself. Whoa.
Anyway. Don't shake. No one shake. This week on Blu-ray, we had Drive, Dream House, End Time, and The Thing. I may end up watching a couple of these. Not quite sure. Nothing really jumps out. Yes, The Thing.
Was The Thing good, Jay?
Yes.
The first one? Are you talking about the new one or the original? Okay, we got dead air moving on.
Which one just came out?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, his ass may be like, oh, yeah, the first one was great.
It was great.
Well, there you go. This week in games, we had Crush, Soul Calibur 5, Final Fantasy 13 Part 2. Yeah. Starhawk and The Line. So, as we talked about last week, the only one that might be interesting would be the Soul Calibur game, and that's just for the booby physics. Next week in theaters, oh, it's a big week, we have The Vow, which basically looks like the Notebook Part 2. We have, was it Safe House? That actually looks kind of interesting.
Did you know that Denzel Washington is 57 years old?
Seriously?
Yes.
Dude does not look it.
We looked it up last night. We saw a commercial for that.
Mm-hmm. Black Belt Crack.
And we were like, how old is he? And we're like, I don't know. So let's look it up. 57.
That's insane. We have Rampart with Woody Harrelson. Doesn't really look like my type of movie, but speaking of not my type of movie, Journey 2, The Mysterious Island. Can y'all do me a favor? Can y'all please explain to me? Ooh, we're stretched out. Can y'all please explain to me why is The Rock doing these movies? Anyone? Contract. Anyone? Bueller?
He's under contract.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, according to my boss, whenever you decide to work for Disney, they make you do so many movies and you don't get to pick them.
Ding, 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 ding. That's right. Because basically, whenever you sign with Disney, you become their bitch. And, of course, if you step out of line, then, you know, they basically nuke your career. Can you say Melissa Joan Hart, anybody?
She had no talent anyways.
She had a show that had lots of little girls that were following her. She had an okay career that was going along. And then all of a sudden, she did that. I mean, not even a nude spread in Maxim. And all of a sudden, she just disappeared. Wonder why.
Should have done the nude spread. She would have had more fans.
Alrighty then. Not going to argue that one. And then finally, coming out next week, the movie I'm sure Cyrus just cannot wait to go see. Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace in 3D.
Why did they bother with that?
Because they got to get that money.
I mean, but why did they bother to start with episode one?
We've already had this conversation, and the theory is, if the 3D does not look good, well, it was the Phantom Menace. Who cares, right? Yeah. You don't go back and fuck up, like, you know, Empire or New Hope.
From what I understand, they replaced puppet Yoda with CGI Yoda in episode one now, so that he looks like he did in episode two.
Okay.
And they've made a couple of little changes here and there, too. And from what I understand, some of the changes are supposed to be pretty good. So I'm like, for that, I'm curious. Am I going to go watch it? No.
No. I'm curious. Would I still go watch it? Absolutely not.
It's expensive to go watch a 3D movie, man.
No shit, man.
That'll make me just want to go watch it on my own DVD again. You know, just because, anyhow.
Okay, real quick, just as a side note. So, you have a little boy. Granted, I know he's not of the age where he's really understanding a lot of the stuff that he's watching on TV. Do you have an idea of roughly when you're thinking about really, really, truly exposing him to Star Wars? And if so, which ones are you going to start with?
I think I have to do it in the order that came out. I think I'll have to start with episode 4 and then on and let him be curious like I was. And then, you know, then take him back to the other ones. But I don't think it's that far off. You know, anyhow, it'll be great. Can't wait. And it's okay. I see your expression on your face. You can share on the show. Your wife already knows.
Really?
Yes, I got a hold of her before the show and told her not to tell you.
Okay. So, actually, this should be your news.
Well, I guess I can. We are having child number 2, apparently in October-ish.
Poor bastard.
Yeah. Stockpiling rice and beans. Yeah. I'm going to stockpile rice and beans as of now.
And water. Plenty of water.
Plenty of water. Filtering system. Yes. I text messaged that picture to my mother, which was just, it was the little window on the pregnancy test that shows the two lines. I text that message to my mother at the bingo hall, and when she called me, apparently she like ran her ass out of the bingo hall having a damn near panic attack.
Oh, that's good. That was really good.
I figured that was classy.
Yeah.
She's in for a lot.
One to four from one Christmas to the next. That's going to get expensive.
For her, for us, it's just going to be like, well, we're just taking care of her own.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I was telling her at Christmas, we need to go with just buy the kids presents. The adults need to lay off for a little
while. You know what? It'll probably be really good for your son, though. You know, having a younger sibling is really good for, you know, teaching, you know, it'll mature him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm hoping so. He is a totally different child around other little kids, and I'm hoping that's, you know.
Or become a psychopath and strangle the baby.
That's true, too.
I fear for myself first, to be honest with you. I do fear for myself first. But anyhow.
Well, it is good for younger children to have older siblings, too. They learn faster.
Yeah, usually. That's true.
Usually. I don't know. Rudy didn't really learn much from me. So,
I was about to say, unless they're, you know, just retarded.
Yeah, so.
For the record, I did make better grades throughout school.
Oh.
This is a true story.
Well, you know, unless you've got the report cards to back it up all the way, I don't think so.
We can find them. Yes, we can.
Held on. You have that little self-respect for yourself that's what you have to claim. I had better grades than my brother. I'm going to hold on to these because I may need them someday. Really?
No, actually, I didn't. I would have to do some digging to find something like that.
Sure.
Are we really going to have...
He still has them fucking framed on...
Are we really going to have a debate between two 30-something-year-old men about
what their grades were? Okay,
Simon, apparently not.
If Manon threw down the gauntlet, would you not accept it? I mean, because that was apparently throwing down the gauntlet. You go back and rewind it.
Manon and I have never really been competitive in that way.
Well, I mean, in something else. If he threw down the gauntlet, if he challenged you, because Eugene clearly challenged
you. They both have Xbox Live, so that's pretty much it.
Occasionally in life, Manon has dared to step into my domain and challenge me. That is true. It happened with Mario Kart and GoldenEye and a few other things.
It's necessary. You can't just, you know... You can't just let it go.
I don't handle. I'm not a friendly competitor.
I can't imagine that, Si.
I can tell you.
Well, Si, I'm going to throw down the gauntlet whenever I come visit.
Oh shit! If you
bring a gauntlet,
that's what I was thinking. He's going to show up with a fucking metal gauntlet and just be like, "Knock you the fuck out!" Be like, "Boom! I challenge you, bitch!
Hold your bitch!"
I'm just imagining. I open my door, Jay's got a metal glove in his hand, and he throws it on the ground in front of me, and I just take a puff on my cigarette, and I go, I know what country that came from.
I got it from one of my British friends.
Oh, damn.
Came from across the pond, bitch.
Well, I haven't said it yet, but congratulations, Rudy. So,
yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
But I will say this. I bet you guys, all three of you, I had the worst grades of all of us.
Oh.
I just have one question. Do you know who the father is?
At the moment, I'm assuming me. What I didn't tell you was that pregnancy test was actually mine.
Oh, okay.
It's your pregnancy test. Well,
I'm planning on having a spaghetti dinner around October 1st in a spaceship.
That will get you, if you make accusations like that, you do get weird looks in the hospital. I did that whenever we found out my wife was pregnant with the little one.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, well, I'd like to tell you guys that you're pregnant. And I just looked over at her. It's like, oh, somebody's getting their fucking ass kicked when I find them. And the nurse just looks at me and just got this pale look in their face.
Oh, my. Well, the thing is, I could probably actually see that happening. Just totally derailing the show at this point. I don't know if you saw my tweet earlier. I'm in here finishing up editing, like, you know, some of the reviews or whatever. And Christy just needed to get off her feet. So she's just flipping around and, you know, lands on whatever. And she fucking lands on 17 and pregnant. And, you know, I'm trying to focus on this review, but I can't help but hear in the other room some of the shit that's going on. And
the train wreck.
You know, it makes my soul sad for humanity. It just really does. I mean, you know, I'm just...
It brings out my inner Nazi. I want to sterilize and form a camp for people like that to rid us. I mean, and I know that sounds really awful, but there's a part of me that's pretty really honest when I say that.
Watch Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Watch Idiocracy.
There are some people in this world. Okay, I heard a clip. I gotta tell you about this clip right quick. It wasn't 17 and pregnant. It was Teen Mom, which is a competitive. Yeah, it's a competitive show to this. They played a clip of this on the morning radio show that I listened to the other day, and they thought it was hilarious, but the girl, she was 16 years old. No. Maybe she was 17, anyhow, but she was like 17 or something like that. A teen parent, and the clip was of her right after her trial. She had, you know, multiple drug charges, alcohol charges, driving without a license, all kind of other shit. The judge drops all the other charges except for the smoking marijuana and puts her on probation, okay, to lighten her sentence because she's a teen mom and try to be, you know, whatever. And the clip is not of her with the judge. The clip is of the girl getting back into her car after it with her boyfriend and freaking out. I can't smoke pot for a fucking year. You can go light up a blunt right after we're home. And I'm just like, you know, they need to show this clip to that judge and then just go ahead and make the decision to sterilize or shoot her ass. Done.
I think that's the one from Indiana.
Holy shit. That's a prime candidate for my camp.
Well, marijuana is a serious offense, so, you know.
Yeah, it is marijuana. I caught myself. Keep going.
I don't know if you saw a sign out of light.
I knew exactly what it was, too, but I was multitasking. I was like, okay, I got to keep going. If I don't keep going, I'm never going
to. That's right. Keep talking. If I keep talking, they can't interrupt. As soon as I interrupt, I know Cyrus is going to make a smart ass comment. I have to keep talking. Y'all know what I'm saying. Oh, my God, I'm running out of air. I don't know what else to say.
That's actually one of my tactics in class. When I'm talking about something that could be kind of risky, I just keep on talking and don't break my sentence and act like there's no period in there ever, and they can't interrupt and they can't get inappropriate.
So well, hell, you know. Speaking of the 16 and pregnant, the one girl, yeah, marijuana, and the chick from the first season, the Amber Portwood. She's from the nearby town and. She always coming to my work, and I think she's in jail right now for a while for something other, you know, stupid shit. But she came in there the one night, just bought a brand new Chevy truck that, you know, she hasn't had a job forever, but with her MTV money and, you know, ate at the restaurant right next to us and then talked about how she's going to take the rest of her MTV check and go get high and drink a shitload. just going out to this club and just get drunk. And it's like, oh, where's the kid at?
Nice.
The kid? Oh, him. Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know, his car seat's sliding around the back of the pickup truck.
Oh, shit.
Yet another candidate.
I had him strapped in. What else do you want? Shit. They got bungee cords on the side of that motherfucker.
I think I'm going to call my camp Big Kids Camp.
Big Kids Camp?
Big Kids Camp.
No, because everybody will think it's a fat camp.
That's true. Yeah, that's what I would think.
I can't call it Mature Kids Camp because they're not mature.
Well,
Menace to Society Camp. That's pretty accurate. If you're a menace to society, you need to go away.
Retarded fucking bastards.
Yeah, do you know, you got to come up with some cool name, like it's the Spike Camp, and Spike really stands for, you know, stupid people in, you know, I don't know, something. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
you got to think that like through that. Before you said it.
Well, I was just bawling, you know. I was just throwing things out there, so we can work with this.
You were
Jay.
Bawling,
yes. We can just, you know, spitballing. We can just throw things out there. So
HFW
baller shot color
20 HFW
I'm an Impala.
Wow, you know that,
oh, motherfucker.
And we just hit the whitest moment of the episode. Oh, let me go ahead and try to finish off the what's new in media real quick. Good Lord, we went off.
Yeah.
Next
how
week
did,
on Blu-ray.
How did my new child turn into a drug discussion?
I don't know.
It's like natural progression to me.
Yeah. Well, that's true, yeah. So we'll have to go back and listen to it. And I'm sure it'll make sense all in the long run.
By the way, congratulations, Rudy.
I do appreciate it.
Let's see. Next week on Blu-ray, we have Three Musketeers. Whoop-dee-doo! Harold and Kumar. A very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas, which I'm sure I'll probably end up watching eventually. And then Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 1, whatever.
Dude, they had a like a commercial for that coming out on DVD. Like yesterday, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I got so angry. Just as soon as it started to come up, I just got angry. I don't know why. Like, I've been able to tolerate this vampire werewolf bullshit for a while now, but that commercial, for some reason, just really got to me. I saw it, and I just started getting mad. I was like, no, motherfucker.
You're an angry person.
I was like, how dare you do this?
I know. We're almost done. There's just one more. I don't know when the other one fucking comes out. I think next year. So we've got one
They'll
more year to
bring
do.
It out. They'll just keep teasing it.
Well, forever. You know, oh, no, that's... Oh.
God,
there was something that I saw. It was a thing on The Onion, and it was talking about they were going to break the last Harry Potter movie into like 8 movies itself. And I like tweeted that out, and my mom actually, she didn't know what The Onion was, so she's like, "What? Are you serious?" And I'm like, "No, but I could see Hollywood doing that shit." Like the whole ride in the mine cart, that's a whole movie right there. So, anyway, God, can you imagine if they did that with a fucking Twilight movie? Ugh. Anyway, and then next week on, in games, we have the Resident Evil game, the long-awaited Resident Evil game, Revolutions coming out. We have Anarchy Reigns, Jack and Daxter, HD Collection, The Reckoning, and a game that I know Cyrus really wants to get his hands on, The Darkness 2, which I've heard nothing but really good stuff on that game.
Went out and picked up The Darkness 1 again on Xbox.
So you did?
At GameStop. $5.
Damn. See, I don't know how you and Lou are finding these good deals. Like, not that I go into GameStop all the time, but every time I go in there, it's like fucking, you still want $20 for this game? Fuck you. Well, but, like, he twitters out stuff. He's like, oh, I picked up this game for $5. And I'm like, argh. So
you live in clean. The prices are a little higher.
Perhaps. So I guess I'll have to go to a neighboring town.
Perhaps,
yes.
Perhaps. What is it tonight?
Perhaps you would like to take some marijuana. Which, by the way, remind me at the end of the show, you'll have to fucking help me spell that.
Marijuana.
Let's go ahead and talk about the fall and winter movie game.
Perhaps.
Damn, we're going to have to rush through the next part of it before I leave.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you guys just let me leave.
Not saying that. Just not saying it either. Anyway, all right. So let's talk about the fall and winter movie game. At number 10, we have Immortals with 13 points. I'm sorry, it was bought for 13 points, $83 million. We have Real Steel at $85 million. I have that. I still haven't watched it. That may be what I do tomorrow. The Muppets at 87. Okay. The Muppets at $87 million. He's like, yes, do it. Do it now. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at $98 million. Paranormal Activity 3 at $104 million. Still can't believe it made that much money. Alvin and the Chipmunks at $127 million. Puss in Boots at $148 million. Sherlock Holmes at $182 million. Mission Impossible at $202 million. And The Twilight Saga at $280 million. I have to say, Mission Impossible has come closer than I thought it was going to. I thought there was going to be... I mean, it's only $78 million. I know that's a huge gap, but it's still... You know, I thought there was going to be a larger gap between number one and number two. So, at least people went to go see Mission Impossible and Sherlock Holmes, and not everyone went to go see Twilight for five fucking times. As for the top players, we had some stuff move around. J. Red jumped up three spots. He's now in the number 10 spot with $568 million. Cyrus holds on to number 9 at $608 million. Chris Buford with $627 million. Adam T. with $640 million. Cinderella drops two spots with $707 million. Beam Me Up Scotty stays the same at $712 million. Dutes is up two spots with $717 million. Mantooth holds on to number 3 with $723 million. Miyavi U holds on to number 2 with $733 million, and Ebsy is still number 1 at $775 million. And as for the five of us, Tex-Mex in 5th, I'm in 4th, The Warrior in 3rd, J-Red in 2nd, and Cyrus holds on to number 1. And we've only got another week or so of cumulative scores to go through, and then we'll actually be able to claim a winner. Speaking of games, real quick before I move on, if you have not done so, please make sure to go to onemanasylum.com and vote for who do you think is going to win in the different categories on the Oscars. Cy, the Oscars, I believe, is on the 28th, that last Sunday of February. I'm hoping to live stream again. Hopefully you'll be able to join me. It's always fun. I know Jay will probably have to work, but if you don't, of course, do jump in. It'll be awesome.
What night is that?
It's a Sunday night. It's like the 28th, I think. 27th, 28th.
What time do they normally start?
You know, I've got to double check because they have all that, you know, red carpet bullshit that happens beforehand. I want to say it starts at like 6 or 7, so...
Well, if it's something like that early, then yeah, I can jump on there for a while.
Sweet. Very awesome. Well, anyway, we are going to do a live stream that night, and then, of course, we'll talk about who, you know, the winners, the losers, and, you know, we always have a good time. So that's the third time we've actually done that, so that should be lots of fun. So let's go ahead and move on into what few news stories we have for the week. Yay! Okay, so we've only got two news stories this week. We're going to run through them really quickly. First and foremost, Christy and I are looking at having to cut back, you know, on some different things. You know, about to have two boys here and just over a month. So we're looking at cutting back some stuff, and I think I'm going to cut back on my Netflix because Redbox is doing something that, number one, I really want to support them for, and, you know, just more power to these guys. So, I want to say it was last week we announced that Warner Brothers, maybe it was either last week or week before, Warner Brothers told all the rental services, which is pretty much Redbox and Netflix, that instead of having to wait 28 days, you're now going to have to wait 56 days before you get your movies from us. To which... Redbox went into negotiations with them and said, look, this isn't fair. We really want you to cut back maybe 28 days or whatever. Warner Brothers wouldn't budge. So Redbox said, you know what? Fuck you. We're just going to go buy your DVDs and rent them like the day that they come out. So how about that, motherfucker? So I'm completely down with that. That sounds freaking awesome. So whereas... you know, they pushed them too far. So whereas you used to have to wait 28 days to watch a Warner Brothers movie on Redbox, now you're pretty much going to be able to watch it maybe the day after. At least as soon as they can open up those boxes and get those discs out to the kiosk. So you know, I wish I mean, I know Netflix is a larger entity and
you know, they're trying to get out of the whole DVD thing completely eventually, but more power to Redbox, man. Good job for standing up to these assholes. You know, this is an antiquated business model. I don't know why the fuck they think that holding back movies longer is actually going to help them in the long run. Because it's not like I'm going to go, well, I can't watch this movie for 56 days. I guess I'll go ahead and go drop $20 on the DVD, whether or not, you know, I may or may not like it, but I'll go ahead and drop. No, that. Fuck that. I'm just going to go, well, what else is out there out to rent? Oh, I'll just watch this instead. And then eventually I go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that movie. I'm not worried about it. This is just, you know, good job, Redbox. Anything you want to add?
That's ballsy. They're challenging a system that's been in place since the 80s. That's actually what I would say in that business. That's what they're that's like dropping a bomb on somebody. That's they're asking to go to war with the movie industry. Over that. That's, yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works out for them. I mean, they can't stop them from buying the movies and doing what they want to do. It's just, mainly it's going to be more money on that they're going to have to put up front. But I think it'll pay off for them in the long run. Especially, like I said, you know, I'm looking at cutting back on my Netflix and, you know, if I can go drive to the McDonald's right up the street and rent this movie now or wait 2 months to get it on Netflix, if I really want to see the movie, I'm going to go rent it from Redbox. So, you know, which pretty much guarantees those discs are going to be constantly rented out, which means they'll get their money back really quickly on it. So,
well, and let me make a point here right quick also. What Warner Brothers is trying to do is going to backfire because when somebody goes to Redbox and they want this brand new movie and they see, oh, okay, well, it's not there. It's not on Netflix. It's not on YouTube because these assholes are holding it back for however long because they want you to go buy the fucking DVD.
Rudy, we're getting a lot of static from you, dude. We can't hear you.
Oh, boy.
Did something come unplugged?
Uh-oh. Where'd Jay go?
Oh, and Jay's gone.
Oh, everything's shit. Falling apart.
Mayday! Mayday!
Houston, we have a problem.
No, still can't hear you.
We're experiencing turbulence.
Oh, no! We're coming in too hot. Hello?
It stopped.
Oh, that's better.
Much better.
No static.
Apparently, Warner Brothers was not happy with Rudy, and they completely cut him out. All right, so it's like watching a monkey try to figure out how to use a screwdriver or something. Anyway, so, yes.
But I don't work, and I don't know.
Anyway, so, yeah, let's go ahead and move on to our next topic. Yes, you had a very good point. They suck. He's saying call him. Let me see if I can call him. Okay.
No, we're good.
No, we don't want any. Hello? No, you're still breaking up. Nope. Sorry. Try rebooting. Rebooting. Unplug the computer.
Power.
All right, so he's going to – I guess he's going to try that and come back. All right, so the next story real quick. Last week we talked about well, we mentioned how SOPA was defeated, thank goodness, and how there's this other one – there's another bill out there, or what we thought was another bill, called ACTA, and we were going to kind of check into it. Well, this last week on a podcast that I listened to called This Week in Tech actually talked about it, and oh my God, did we – like we almost totally got screwed on this. So ACTA is the anti-piracy, the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement. Basically, this is a backdoor, and this is how it works. ACTA is not a bill. It is a treaty between several different governments.
I don't have all the information listed, but it was like the U.S., Canada, France, Germany, England, several other countries came together, and they created this thing called ACTA. It was signed on October 1st. Notice that no one heard anything about this thing, right? We haven't heard shit about this. But it was signed on October 1st. Here's the deal. It has to be ratified by 6 countries to actually become law. So far, no one has ratified it yet. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the big thing about it. The only reason we found out anything about it is a representative in Canada basically blew the whistle on it and was like, hey, everyone, y'all need to pay attention about what the fuck's going on. Y'all need to really look at this. What it will basically do is we've heard about those 3 strike laws that they have in some countries. And by 3 strike laws, I mean, so your ISP, let's say Time Warner, says, Cyrus Martin, we think you were pirating movies or music or something. Don't do it again. That's strike 1.
Okay, I won't. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, you know, you're like, you know, fuck you. I'm going to do what I want to do.
No, I just said I was sorry.
No, so you did it again. And no, they said strike 2. Strike 2.
What the fuck?
When you get to strike 3, now tell me how this works out. When you get to strike 3, you are banned from the internet. Which means
I don't even know how I got to strike 2.
Which means Time Warner will not give you internet connectivity. Your cell carrier is not allowed to sell you internet connectivity. No one is allowed to sell you internet connectivity. So you basically will have to go to McDonald's and jump on Wi-Fi that way. What the fuck? I mean, of course, think about it. That would affect you, your wife, your kid.
How would they keep track of this?
Well, there are some countries that have already passed it. I think there's a 3 strikes law in Australia. Don't quote me on that. I know there are a couple of countries where this is the case. Conan's about to give his
opinion. He's tired of being ignored.
Yes.
Hello, Gene. Do you see me?
Yes, we all see you.
Look at my ass.
And now I'm just a tail. Boy, that's a big, thick mustache. All right. Rudy's telling me to call again. Really? Come on. Seriously?
It's like he pretends like he doesn't know, but he knows.
He so knows what the hell's going on right now. Yeah, don't you?
Yes.
Hello, Rudy.
How echoey is that?
You're echoey, but you're not too bad.
Okay, my freaking headphones just had a panic attack. I hope I'm not screwed up totally, but I mean, it was reacting the same way with everything, iTunes, everything.
Well, you might want to try restarting completely next time and see if maybe that does it. So,
hoping so.
Alrighty. So anyway, so we're talking about ACTA. ACTA is this treaty that was signed It was signed by several different countries. If it goes through, basically it will enact a get off the keyboard, you bastard. It will enact a 3 strikes. It'll enact 3 strikes, so if they catch you, like, stealing stuff on the internet or doing anything they basically don't want you to do on the internet, you get 3 strikes. When you get to the 3rd strike, they kick you off the internet, which means they're not going to sell you internet connectivity for your house, for your cell phone, for nothing. So, here's the kicker to all this. Because it is a treaty, it does not go through Congress. The only person who puts their signature on this thing is the President of the United States. I don't really think, especially in an election year, and especially as the way SOPA went down, President Obama would sign such a treaty. But if he did, I guarantee you that's going to kill his chance for a lot. You know, that would basically, the internet would basically rise up and fucking get his ass out of the office. But there are currently 2 petitions on whitehouse.gov. Website. I do have links for them in the show notes. Both of these petitions basically say, you know, let the Senate look at it, number one, and number two, don't fucking sign this thing. So it's just, this is scary shit. You know, we went through this whole time period where no one heard anything about what was going on with SOPA or PIPA, and then, you know, we had to have this big, you know, rise up on the internet before anyone heard anything about it to get that squashed. And all this time, no one knows anything about this other fucking treaty that's just cruising right along. And had it not been for this guy in Canada, we probably still wouldn't know anything about it.
Once again, Canada saves the world.
No joke.
I don't know.
I don't know if Ducky. I thought she might have joined us tonight, but I guess not. So
I have a theory about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Who's that? Yes. Speak up.
Do you know who's actually like the person like really like putting together Pippa and Acta and Sopa?
Yeah, the guy's name. Oh, the representative who actually put those bill. Well, the guy who actually put the SOPA together is one of the representatives from here from Texas.
Yes, his name is John Connor.
Yeah, not Connor, Carter.
No, John Connor.
Really?
Who else would want to stop all this?
Oh, fuck! All right,
to stop Skynet.
You know what? Maybe I'm about to kick you off anyway.
I thought that was worth saying. Anyhow, no, really, I think.
Really, you thought that was worth saying?
Is a communist disguise. But that was pretty fucking good, wasn't it, Cy? That was pretty good.
Is that you, Rudy?
Shut up.
Are you in danger?
Are you calling us from the past? All right, so anyway, so there was this fucking bill, and it's called ACTA. If you hear anything about it, go to the whitehouse.gov website, sign these petitions. We got to fucking get this thing canceled as well. We've got to do something about protecting the internet, because unfortunately, within the next couple of years, the free internet as we know it may go bye-bye, and if it does, that's going to suck balls. So, there we go. All right, so let's talk about our happy thing tonight. So our main topic for the night, ladies and gentlemen, is we thought we would discuss some of the worst jobs we've ever had. And I don't know if y'all are watching the video, but the picture that I found for this is fucking awesome. If you go to if you go to Google and you type in, like, worst job, it's this picture of this North Korean soldier who's sitting on this little stool, and he has these two wooden planks that he's holding onto, and literally right above his head is like a target, like, you know, for a target range, for a shooting range. And I'm like, that's a pretty fucking bad job. But anyway, speaking of bad jobs, we thought we would discuss some of the worst jobs that we've had with the guys,
Eugene,
that are on tonight.
You cannot list show host as one of the worst jobs you've ever had.
Fuck.
You're not being paid.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So same way we've been doing this recently, we'll just kind of go around the horn here. Who would like to start off? You may have multiple ones, but what is one of the worst jobs you've ever had? Who wants to go first? Rudy said he's got his hand up. All right, Rudy, what is one of the worst jobs you've ever had?
One of the worst jobs I ever had was a combination. It wasn't like some extremely gross or anything like that, but it was actually my first job. It was working in a parking lot at a snow cone stand with a little umbrella above my head for $3.25 an hour. In 100-degree freaking summer. It was awful. It sucked.
Jay, one of the worst jobs you've ever had?
Oh, I don't know. I worked for a septic sewer company for a while. Whenever you install them,
mm-hmm. Rudy's not actually so bad. Dying.
Very well, my friend.
You were saying
installing wasn't bad, you know, just dig up the ground, you know, lay everything in there and cover it up. It's when they ruptured or had a leak and you had to dig out shit soil.
Ugh.
Especially when there's a large massive leak or some people, you know, if their drainage wasn't real good out in the country, you know, then they're ground would get real saturated and bust shit free. Really bust shit free. And you'd have, I was at one house and you had like almost like 2 feet of standing poo water.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was a pretty shitty job.
Ba-dum-bum. One of the worst jobs I've ever had definitely was not gross or was not. I would say pretty much all of my jobs have not been that labor intensive. But one of the worst jobs I've ever had was the video manager at a Hastings here in Killeen, Texas. And the reason why it was such a shitty job is because I was expected by corporate to do a job that could not possibly be done. So I was constantly working my ass off trying to get things going. And the harder I worked, it seemed like the further I got set behind. And yeah, it was a pretty shitty job. I was like, you know, when you wake up and you go, fuck, I have to go to work today. You know you're not in a good situation. Cyrus, one of the worst jobs you've ever had.
Well, one of the worst is obviously my first job, which is McDonald's. It was highly unpleasant. And, you know, it's a funny thing because in the commercials, the people at McDonald's are always smiling, right? And when you go to McDonald's, you usually see somebody that's trying like hell to smile, but mm-hmm. it's hard. And the thing is, I think everyone should have to work fast food at some point
yes.
in their life.
Yes.
Because if you've never worked in fast food, you have no frame of reference. You don't know what people go through or how you should be treating these people. You know, and that's the problem when you work fast food is most customers, you're fine. There's really no problem. But there's about 10% of the customers that are just the biggest dickhead, asshole, bitch, motherfuckers alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to know that you are inferior to them. And they will make sure you know that. Because it's very important for them to let you know that.
That they're superior.
Right. And this happens in a variety of ways.
But, yes, it does.
Yeah. Whether you're out cleaning the tables and they got to make their little comments and be like, look at that guy. I'm not taking that $1 million a year job, you know, or they throw a hamburger in your face or, you know, whatever the case may be. Yeah, it's it's a very demeaning job and it gives you a good frame of reference in life. But yes, very difficult work. You know, I remember when I worked at McDonald's, one of my jobs was on the weekends. I would go in on a Sunday morning, had to be there at 5 o'clock, and I would make pancakes for like 6 hours. And that sounds, make pancakes. What's the big deal? Yeah, it's a big fucking deal. Okay. You got to make a huge vat of fucking pancake batter. You got to pour all the pancakes and make them, you know, keep making them. And then you got to clean everything. You got to clean all that little shit. And when you leave for the day, you are completely soaked in water, soap, and oil. And yeah, for this minimum wage. So yeah. McDonald's, yeah, it is what it is. But it's not the worst job in the world. It's just, it sucked.
Right.
And I think everybody should have to do it.
I agree. I think everyone should have to work something in customer service at some point so they have a frame of reference. Rudy, do you have another job in particular? You don't have to go into too much detail. Just, you know, another job that you've had that's just really sucked.
Yeah. Well, the snow cone stand was pretty friggin' bad. You know, it's like, you can't really say it's like the whole job sucked, but like at certain times it sucked. My first, public school coaching job, I was teaching and coaching out in Nacogdoches out in East Texas, hardcore football. I was a middle school coach. So part of my other duties as assigned was to scout for the high school. Which meant I coached 7th grade football on Tuesday nights, 8th grade on Thursdays, and went to scout Fridays.
Don't die, E.T.
Don't you die on me.
Okay, well, while Rudy is trying not to die, Jay, another job you had that sucked balls.
Present? I guess, I don't know. There's just, it's not so much a job. I like the job. I like most of the people I work with. And for the most part, the people that do come in there, you know, they're halfway decent. But like Si said, 10%, but I think where I work, it's more like, you know, 50-50 split. On some nights, on other nights, it's more like 80-20. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, Insai can attest to this. They think that they're much holier than thou, and that their job is much more important than anybody else's on God's green earth. And once you get to know some of these people, you realize, other than driving something, you would not trust them to do anything else. Because some of these motherfuckers are the dumbest son of a bitches you've ever met in your life.
Seriously, people. The dumbest. And they're... I don't care what you say, Eugene, about people with the with master's degrees. Truck drivers are the stupidest people alive.
I mean, you'll get...
Masters. I said doctorates.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, whatever. I mean, you'll get some of them that are, you know... They chose the career, and they like it. They'll take it for what it's worth. And then you got people that are act like somebody held a gun to their fucking head and said, you're going to drive this goddamn truck and deliver the shit, and they just hate the world. They hate what they do. And, yeah, they just tell you about it.
Smartasses.
Yeah.
God, there's so many smartass truck drivers thinking they're the only truck driver in the world that's smartass. Oh, I'm witty, you know. I'm a funny guy. I'm make sure this guy here knows how funny I am. But I'm gonna do it. He's stupid. So I'm gonna fuck with him. He ain't even gonna know. But they're so dumb that what they think is being like witty or whatever is just really annoying. It's like,
or I guess just to really show how dumb they really are. That's why I guess walk away. Which usually pisses people off, but...
Sir, well, can you get me... He just turns and walks off.
No, because, you know, my first job is maintenance. That's what it says on the schedule. That's what my job title is. But because of previous work experience, I could do anything there at the store. So I run up front, you know, before I started healing from my surgery. And they'll come to me and say something. I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm just maintenance. I'll have to tell somebody else about it. That's kind of my little out. So I can get the fuck away from them and go to the back. And at least, you know, I'm in the back, you know, doing something retarded that isn't very challenging. But at least there's no assholes.
There you go. Sai, let you get and jump in there real quick. So apparently you've had a job where you've had to deal with truck drivers quite a bit that was not a good job, or?
Well... Let me say this. I've been in the shipping business for a while now, and I've gone through a lot of different variations of jobs that have to do with shipping, whether it's running an account where I deal with scheduling drivers to go do pickups, or whether I'm supervising a warehouse and I'm dealing with the truck drivers that come into my warehouse. I've dealt with a lot of truck drivers, and they are so fucking dumb. And here's my biggest, this of all the things that aggravate me about truck drivers, this is the biggest one. They're scheduled to come to where you are, your location, your place of business. So they call you and they want you to give them directions, and they're driving from like Virginia or someplace. And I'm like, who doesn't know how to look up directions on the internet? Who doesn't? They have phones, right? They have GPS. They can do that. And yet they still call us, and they expect us to just know. Well, I'm coming down 67, and then I'm going to take 32, and I'm going to turn left on the County Road 19, and then where do I go? I'm like, I have no idea, buddy, because I'm in Texas. So if you get to Texas and you come into the proximity of Dallas, why don't you call me then? Yeah. But I'll tell you what. Why don't you don't call me then? Why don't you fucking look it up? Like everybody well, else.
To go along with what Saiga said, I actually had a guy, and he was a little Arab driver out of Canada. He spoke pretty good English, though. And he's just sitting there, yeah, you know, I made it this far, you know, I'm making decent time. I ain't that far away. I was like, oh, where are you going? Dallas, Texas. It's like, oh, you got a ways to go.
I may have talked to this guy. I was like,
he's like, oh, well, how far am I? Oh, about 16 hours, I think. You know, 13, maybe. You know, somewhere around there. Oh, I'm that far away. Where am I? You're in Indiana. Oh, that's it?
Shit.
Hopefully he was a new driver.
He's like, well, how do I get there? I was like, you go south.
When you hit water, you went too far.
Yeah. You see a sign that says Mobile. Hang a left. Or it'd be a right for me.
Yeah. Shit.
They're fucking idiots, man. I've seen drivers try to back into a door, into a dock door, and there's a big pole on one side, right, of the dock door. Mm-hmm. Big, huge pole, column that goes up to the ceiling, to the roof. And it's nowhere near the door. It's like a good 2 feet away. And they're backing up, and they got these doors in the back that open up and swing over to the other side, and they kind of latch onto the side of the trailer. I've seen probably 5 drivers knock those fucking doors right off their trailer. They knock the door completely off their trailer while they're backing up, and then look at us and be like, well, you can still load me, right? And we're like, you don't have any doors, man. I can't seal your trailer. There's no fucking way I'm loading you. Why not?
Bungee cords. You should tell them just go buy a bunch of bungee cords.
Or they'll show up and their trailer will be like, it'll be full of like sugar or like powdered shit all over the place or full of old nasty shit that they've got. And they're like, yeah, I just load it in front and, you know, push it. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Or there'll be holes on the floor. And I'm like, you want me to drive a forklift into this fucking trailer?
Hell, I worked at a loading dock, and a guy started pulling out with one of my coworkers still on the forklift coming out of it.
That happened a lot. It happens, dude.
And oh, my God.
You think that it wouldn't happen because it's such a, you know, like, oh, this is life and death shit, right? Like,
yeah.
You got to be careful. Truck drivers are fucking morons, okay? Let's just be honest. There's a good portion of them that are not, but the ones that are dumb are so fucking dumb that they bring the entire group down. I mean, it's bad. It's real bad.
My little incident at work the other day.
Yes, by the way, yeah, so before I go into my second worst job, let's go ahead and bring this up. You tweeted something in there about having to call the cops.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and hear this.
Well, where our lot's at, you know, when you first pull in, there's the 20 regular gas pumps, and there's 10 diesel pumps and 10 DEF pumps for the new diesel exhaust fuel that they have to carry on new trucks. And
the deer piss?
Deer piss.
See, I've been listening.
Then there's a big ass gap for flowing traffic, and it's marked off and says, do not park. And then there's the CAT scale from the way their trucks, you know, make sure they won't fail DOT. Well, there's 4 trucks parked out there. My one fellow maintenance man, he had to come in early that day. He went and knocked on their door. No one got up. I was like, okay, you didn't knock hard enough. I'll go handle this. So I go out there, and, you know, he decided to join me since there's 4 trucks. He's like, you get these 2, I'll get those 2. I bang on the dude's door. No answer. He knocks on the other guy's doors. Get those 2 guys up right away. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I honestly didn't see this. I came in late. You know, is there anywhere else I could park? You know, and was real nice about it, went and parked somewhere else. I'm knocking on the guy's door, and I could hear him rustling around and, you know, see the trucks moving. So I banged the fuck out of his camper door, or his camper shell. And I hit it hard enough, I woke the guy in the truck next to him. Just to, you know, I was hitting it that hard. Wow. He rolls down his window, what the fuck? I was like, sir, you need to move your truck. This is no parking zone. It's labeled. You don't knock on my door that fucking hard. Well, you get up then, and you move your truck. I ain't moving it, you fat motherfucker. I'm going to get out and beat your faggot ass. Well, you move it, or I tow you. It's as simple as that. Yeah, I'd like to see it happen. You, oh, God, you fat motherfucker. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. So I step up to his truck and tell him, okay, come on. I'm right here. He just sits there in his truck and looks at me like I'm fucking crazy. And I said, okay. I was like, let's do this, but you're going to move your fucking truck. I ain't moving my motherfucking truck, you fat motherfucker. I'd like to see you make me. So I just hit the radio and told my boss, he's refusing to leave. Get Sam out here, and he's the one that handles all of our towing. And,
oh, shit.
Oh, no, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Oh, God. We lost you for a second.
What's that?
No. You paused. All of a sudden, you're like, so, and...
Yeah, and you guys froze, and then all of a sudden kicked back in real quick. But, you know, and he's sitting there, I ain't fucking moving. And I'm just standing there by his truck. And then a state cop pulls in, which he was just coming in to get fuel, and then he was going down to the governor's house to set for the day. But that's when the guy saw the cop and actually decided to move. But he thought it'd be a smart ass and roll around and sit there at the gas pump and not move. And then, you know, the police that we called originally, they showed up, and we told him what's happening. He's like, okay, well, you know, we'll get a cup of coffee, and we'll relax. And they stood there in the doorway and watched that guy's truck the whole fucking time. Just sat there and watched him. And he came in and bought something and went back outside thinking that they were going to leave, and he was just going to camp there, be a dick. Well, he stayed there longer and then realized that it was time to go and left, finally. But, I mean, just, you know... Three out of the four guys. You know, I'm sorry, sir. You know, I didn't see this coming in late at night. You know, I'm sorry I parked here. I'll move somewhere else. And then you got the one dick. I guess thought he was going to be a fucking smartass and not leave. And automatically, whenever we call somebody to tow, because I've had to tow people, have people tow before. If you're a passenger car, it's $75. If he lifts up, if he hooks to you at all, it's $75. That don't matter if he tows you anywhere. Semi start at about $250 and go up. And Sam also says, you know, it all depends on their attitude. I said, well, he had a real bad attitude. He's like, well, in that case, he goes, I'll hand you the receipt pad. He said, and you write out what you think's just. I said, oh, that motherfucker loses his job before he left this goddamn parking lot. Which,
how do you get a $150,000 parking?
No, I was going to say about $1,200. But, yeah, I mean, I was like, how much does it cost to replace a motor in one of these fucker things? But, no, I took down his DOT number, his company number, and his truck number, and all the other shit, because the dumbass did get fuel, so I have every single thing that identifies him. Uh-huh. And I sent a nice little email to his company when I got home the next morning.
Good job.
So, I don't know how much, you know, if that guy's weak approved or whether he's in the unemployment line back in fucking dickhead land, but I really don't give a fuck. But like Si said, you get the, you know, you got decent ones, and then it's the one asshole that spoils everything.
Jay, should he come to my camp?
Apparently.
Okay.
Oh, no. He just needs to be hitting the fucking...
I had a driver... I had a driver threaten to pull a gun on me one time, and that guy worked for Walmart, and he had this major fucking attitude. Like, you know, he was like, you know, y'all can't make me wait this long. You know, we work for Walmart. Don't you know who we are? And I was like, buddy, we're working as fast as we can. We'll get you out of here just as quick as we can and everything. He goes, well, you ought to be glad I just didn't come in here with, you know, packing heat or whatever. And I was like, I pulled him aside and I said, listen to me, dude. You know, you can't threaten me with a firearm, okay? You work for Walmart, and when you come into a building like that, you probably don't mean it. And I'm not going to be up your ass about it. But you can't walk into a place of business and do that. I mean, what do you think's going to happen when you do something like that? You know, and man, this dude got so mad because the way I was talking to him, because I was just being like, you know, I'm trying to help you by educating you about how you should behave mm-hmm. representing a company, you know? And he got so mad, he started shaking, like just shaking. So at the end of that conversation, he ended up leaving. The next time I saw that guy, and I've seen him about 5 times since then, nicest guy in the world.
I've only been threatened with a gun once at work. And I told him, go ahead, you get yours, I get mine. I guarantee it's bigger. It's like, and before you even think that, you know, that's really a good idea, I was like, you know, look over there, and from where our cash registers are, you can see over to the restaurant. Every morning we have anywhere from 6 to a dozen or so county and local police officers that come and eat. Every day. It don't matter what day it is. And they just happen to be about 12, 13 cops in there at the time. I was like, you know, just look over there. I'm pretty sure that things would end very badly for you. So, you know, just calm down. Go out to your truck. You know, whatever. Hell, get a cup of coffee. I'll buy it for you. just, you know, just calm down. Things will be better.
It's going to be okay.
And when I'm the voice of reason, that should be a problem.
We have another shirt. Just Jay's face, the voice of reason. Ah, damn. The other job I was going to bring up, the other job that I've had that sucked so bad, probably the worst job, hands down worst job I ever had, was working for Cox Communications, which is a cable company that at the time had a large call center in East Texas.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
I worked for Cox. They had a large... Pause. they had a large call center in East Texas. And like I said, it was in no way was it physically demanding. But, you know, whenever you sit there and you just handle call after call after call, I think the thing that pissed me off about that job most, and we're actually going to get to that here in just a second, but the thing that pissed me off about that job the most is when I originally joined up, I was being hired to help do telephone technical support for the internet. Okay. You know, I'm a techie guy. That's fine. 90% of the time though, because, you know, it was always very one-sided as to who was having problems, I would get dumped into the queue where I had to help out with, cable problems. Once again, I'm a techie person. But, when old women can't get their TV program, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are, they're pissed, and they want it fixed. And they want it fixed now, motherfucker. So, but we'll go into that in just a second. All right. So, Rudy, real quick, what are some of the things that made these jobs so bad? You don't have to go into a lot of detail, but just some things that just, like, made this a fucking horrible job.
I think we're all kind of hitting it on the same nail there. When you have to deal with truly ignorant people who hate their life and would like to make you hate yours.
That could make that's a good way to put it.
Truly awful. I started to say a little bit about, you know, with the coaching deal. Of course, this is with every coaching gig I've ever had. 90% of the parents that you have contact with are not the ones you want to have contact with. You know?
Yeah.
There's an old saying, the acorn doesn't necessarily fall far from the tree. I used to think, man, that's a really negative way of looking at it. It's very true for good kids and kids who make bad decisions.
Yeah, I believe it's apple, by the way, but go ahead.
Well, acorn is the way I heard it out in East Texas, but you hear apple here. But yeah, yeah.
Acorn, it didn't fall far from the tree there.
Well, you know why it didn't fall too far from that tree, don't you?
No, why's that?
Because they smoking that marijuana.
Okay.
I thought it was because that squirrel couldn't throw it that far.
Well, he was smoking that marijuana. No, completely, totally agree. You can
little
ask.
Little high squirrel sitting up there in that tree trying to throw an acorn. He's like, oh, what's up, man?
Oh, I'm trying to throw this acorn. Oh.
Before I throw it, I take another hit. I'm going to try.
Here we go. Yes, you're absolutely right. You can ask any teacher. If you have a kid that's being an idiot in class, you got a 95% chance when you talk to that parent, you know why.
So that sucked, man. The most of the parents you talk to are the D-bags. You don't get to talk to the good parents very much.
You know, honestly, whenever you – and I say that. That's the one-way communication. That's for the ones that contact you. Now, it's a good practice, best practice, whatever. As a teacher, you should be making contact with all of your parents if you can. Now, if you've been a teacher, you know it's damn near impossible. But I try to make as much contact as I can with, you know, the kids' parents who are doing, you know, doing good and doing, you know, being decent human beings, and that, you know, children I may work for someday or something like that. But you know, I mean, it's not all like that, but there is going to be some. I mean, the ones that really come looking for your ass, they ain't real happy a lot of the time.
Gotcha.
A lot of the time, you know. So anyhow, I mean, I do know lots of great parents out there, and it sucks, you know. I mean, I've only been coaching for 10 years, and gradually, from year to year, I can just see the decline, less and less parent involvement. I have some kids right now, seniors, great athletes, kids that are going to be accepting scholarships to go play whatever their sport may be in college. I mean, kids that are that good in their sport, that they're going to go earn a degree paid for by their sport, and I've never once seen their parent, any parent there, to watch them play. It just seems wild. You just see it less and less now. So anyhow,
all right, gentlemen, let's try to, I don't want to say speed it up, but let's try to liven this up a little bit. We'll just kind of go around pretty quickly. Who here has had an absolutely fucking horrible boss?
Ugh.
All righty. Real quick, Jay, worst boss you ever had?
Oh, that's fucking hard.
A lot of bad ones, huh?
Yeah. I do got to say, there was one little douchebag when I worked at Myers. He was younger than me, and at the time, shit, I think I was just 21. And, you know, he's just a little younger than me, but he came from a real ritzy family, and so did his wife, you know. Their house was bought for him as our wedding present. And so were their vehicles, you know, so. And, basically, the money they made was just their play money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had, well, that was when my first daughter was born, so I had two kids at the time. And he was, and there's, you know, people a lot older than me, had more kids, had, you know, some people had health problems, and he was just such a, you know, he wasn't very understanding and just, shut the fuck up. And he just was not very understanding, you know, not sympathetic towards anybody. He just thought, you know, his life was golden, so everybody should be that way. And just, he's just such a little fucking prick. And the first day he was there, he said, you know, here's the way I like to do things. And here's the way, you know, he didn't say how he would treat us, but the way we should treat him. And is just basically kiss his ass and everything will be fine. And I just raised my hand and I said, well, you know, I know you're new here at this store. If you want your fucking ass kissed, you definitely came to the wrong person, but you came to the wrong shift. Because no one here is going to do it. And, you know, that got us off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, I bet.
And but he was also the type of guy, you know, he managed the grocery department. You would never find him in the grocery department. He'd be walking around, following other, like the toy manager around, because she is kind of cute and being mm-hmm. up front, trying to kiss the bigger boss's ass, and something actually would fucking go wrong, and you couldn't find him. Mm-hmm. He had a little phone on his hip, but he wouldn't answer the phone. I was the only one on third shift, forklift certified. He wasn't. Well, he fucking tried to take a pallet off the top shelf and ripped off one of the sprinkler pipes, busted it clear open, and all this other shit, and then tried to tell the big boss that the only reason he was doing that is because I refused to do it. Which I told him flat out, you know, that's fucking bullshit. I'll stay back there all fucking night and get people shit up and down if that's what you want to pay me for.
Mm-hmm.
But I was out here. It's like, I haven't saw him since I got to fucking work. And the big boss did reveal the tapes and see that I had never talked to him. But he also brought up the fact that he wasn't certified, so he should have been on it. But he was just a little fucking arrogant prick, and God, I'd like to smack the shit out of him the more I think about it. But
kind of like your cat right about now.
Yes. Little fucker, go back outside.
Cyrus, where's boss you've ever had?
Worst boss I ever had was working for a glass company. I was doing a, I was hired to do, data entry, beeping, secretarial type crap for this glass company that makes, crystal and glass stuff in, the Dallas area. Small company, but they had, you know, this building where they would actually, they had all these guys that trained, glass welders, because you have to have a whole different kind of people than regular welders to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this big factory area where they would blow all these huge glass, cylinders and stuff that were like, for like, insulators for electrical things, stuff like that. Anyway, not important. My boss was a woman with the big eyes, the big round eyes with the white that goes all the way around.
Okay.
If you ever see a woman with white, complete, you can see all the white around. I'm not making this up. This is something that I've read and seen, and it actually is true. A woman that has white that you can see all the way around, she's nuts. She's fucking crazy. And it has something to do, it has something to do with the way people perceive the world. Like, if your eyes are too big, it means because you, it's something to do with the way you see the world. But anyway, bad crazy woman was my boss. And she was fucking crazy. And I would sit on the desk in the main, like, lobby, and she, her office would be just right around the corner, big office, and she knew everything I was doing every minute of the day, and would listen to everything I was doing every minute of the day. And if I ever stopped typing or stopped doing something for more than 10 seconds, she would say, "Stop daydreaming." And
oh,
she,
shit.
Yeah. And I was a grown man. I'm like, you know, coming up on 30 years old when I had this job, maybe. I think it was 27, 28 years old. And I'm like, I've had a lot of jobs. I've had a lot of experience. I'm not a 14-year-old. You know, she would come over to my desk, and when she wanted to show me something, like for me to understand what she was talking about, she would take her finger and she would stand right next to me, and she would take her finger and go to my monitor and tap on the screen. This right here, this right here, this right here. As loudly as she could. And she did this all the time. It was such a bad job. I was working for a temp agency called Adeco, and Adeco had placed me at this building. And it was so bad that I called them, and I was like, "I need another job. I want out of here. I want another job. What do I need to do?" And they're like, "Well, you can quit." And I'm like, "Well, what if I quit? Will you give me another job?" No. And I'm like,
"Then I can't quit."
Yeah, I'm like, "Well." I'm like, "You don't understand. This woman's insane. It's driving me crazy. I just need another job, please." They're like, "Well, if you can stay for 3 weeks, then we'll evaluate the, you know, all this kind of stuff and whatever."
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed for 3 weeks, and it was hell. And I went home every night, and my wife was like, she's like, "You should just quit. It's making you nuts." I mean, I was literally just like, it took everything in me, because the job market was shitty and everything else, and I was like, "I can't quit. I have to stay." But I couldn't have been more miserable. And finally, at the end of that 3 weeks, I was getting ready to leave on a Friday, and my boss had gone into her office with, like, the supervisor that was, like, right underneath her, because she's, like, the boss of the whole place. And they were in her office for a while. And they came out, and they looked, he looked like amused, like, and kind of looked at me for a second and walked away, went out. And then she refused to look at me and left. And then I left. And I got a call from my agency and said, we had a conference call with your boss, and based on everything that we've been told and based on our own experience in that conference call, you do not have to go back.
Good. So you were validated.
Yeah, they got me another job.
Good deal. Rudy, worst boss you've ever had? Go. Make it quick.
You worked for her also.
Oh, yes.
I had a principal for a little while there that, queen of the witch hunt. She was one of those people where the first person that got to her with some half-baked story, they were right, and she was convinced of it. And she was going to seek you out and break any law she had to, and she just happened to have a husband at the time who was in a very high place in a good old boy system, and I got sick and said, bullshit on this. I'm finding greener pastures. So I did. So anyhow.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, just completely freaking psychotic. Absolutely crazy.
Probably the worst boss I've ever had was the manager at the Hastings here in Killeen. He comes in. He seems like a nice enough guy. He promotes me to the video manager after... Now, this is after he's already promoted two other people that completely and totally fucked up and failed the job. So, finally, he's like, well, we're going to put you in the position because you seem to be the only one that knows what the fuck's going on. So, I'm like, okay. So, I get into this position, and I have, like, one person who's supposed to be helping me. I'm supposed to have two, but they can never seem to hold on to anyone. And we're constantly having to fix stuff, and I can never get stuff done, and... You know, as time goes by, he's like, well, you know, this isn't getting done and this isn't getting done. I'm like, well, I don't have enough time and I don't have any people to do the job. Well, but it still needs to be done. I'm like, okay, so I need more time. I need you to give me, you know, overtime, or I need you to get me more people. Well, we can't do that. He was one of those. Well, we can't do that. So I'm like, so you want me to get the job done, but you're not going to give me any more time, any more pay, any more help. Do you expect me to come in and do this on my own time? And he didn't answer that, but I could tell that's what he was hoping for. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm just, all I can do is the best that I can do. But apparently that wasn't good enough. So, I was like, you know what? It's about time. I need to find something else. And, I put in my, when I ended up finding another job, I ended up putting in my 2 weeks, went in there, handed in my 2 week notice, go back over to, at this time, he had demoted me back to just like the video associate and put this other guy in charge, and, which I was actually happy for, and I'm like, I bet you I get a call here in just a few minutes. Sure enough, Eugene to the front office, please, Eugene to the front office. Go in there. We're gonna go ahead and take your, your notice for today. So not 2 weeks. We're going to go ahead and take it for today. And basically tried to accuse me of not necessarily stealing, but basically knocking off the price of a video game really, really heavily so that I can get it at a cheaper price. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, well, and I'm like, you know what? Fine, whatever. I went out to my car. I fucking wrote him a check. I said, here. And I, like, walked out. To this day, I have never walked back into a Hastings. Nor will I ever walk into a Hastings. Fucking place can burn and go to hell for all I care. So, but yeah, that's definitely one of the worst bosses I've ever had. Like I said, let's kind of speed it up a little bit. Cy, worst coworker you've ever had?
Oh, worst coworker I've ever had.
If you need time to think about it, we can go on to someone else.
Yeah, let me think.
Rudy, worst coworker?
Let's see. The second place I ever coached at was a guy who was he was the athletic coordinator for our school in middle school, and he was flat fucking terrible. He was a he thought of himself as a basketball guru, yet he never really played. He didn't play in middle school. He didn't. Well, he went out from team in high school, but the coach hated him apparently.
Because it happens.
Yeah, and then he went to college, and then he walked on, and he was apparently a phenom in college on the JV junior college team, but he was misunderstood. But he was the athletic coordinator, and yeah, he was basically a criminal. He would accept money, like, for, you know, middle school kids, like T-shirts, you know, district champs and shit like that, you know, and the shirts wouldn't get ordered, but he, you know, would accept the money and basically take his two little children to McDonald's on the cash. From, yeah, he was fucking terrible, and he was a failure in the classroom, awful also, and eventually he left our school district by simply sending a fax to his boss that said, "To whom it may concern, I'm taking a job with a district." Anyhow.
To whom it may concern, and he knows exactly who he's sending it to.
Yes.
Awesome.
He was a complete failure as a human being. He would have been a prime candidate for my camp. Okay, go ahead.
Si, you got it nailed down?
Yeah, I figured it out. There's a guy that worked for the company that, the company I work for now. And he'd been there for about 10 years. The biggest douchebag in the history of douchebags. He screwed up everything that he touched. He cussed out customers. He had a supervisor that was a black guy, and actually in front of a customer referred to him as that word that you're not supposed to call black people.
Gotcha.
Nobody would fire him. It went on and on and on. That is a large cat. Eventually he got moved to the warehouse where I'm at now and decided it would be a good idea to dip snuff in the warehouse, and did it in front of my boss and got a written warning for it, and then the same day did it in front of me, and finally got fired.
Good deal. But,
I mean, he's legendary as the biggest douche fucking asshole moron ever. I mean, he's fucked up everything he's ever touched, and yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, he actually, when he got fired, came back to the building and started yelling at my boss, trying to get him, "You need to step outside with me. We'll settle this like men," and shit like that. It was really satisfying.
Jay, worst coworker you've ever had?
Well, he was wearing a green shirt and a green hat. Okay. Telling me about reviews.
Okay.
Nah, I'm joking, but
I'm sorry. Hold on, let me do it like Lewis does. There you go. All right,
your little cripple child.
Yes, Lewis is a little cripple. Look, there's my finger. Okay, go on.
No, there's a couple back I worked with. There's a guy at the septic and sewer system that kept wanting to drive the bulldozer plowed. I mean, would just come to work drunk and want to operate heavy machinery. He was a big douchebag. Dipshit at Myers. See, the guy at the prison that, almost got himself raped.
That'll teach you.
No, there's actually one guy that, he's a big, like, country boy, real tall, you know, kind of big built, looked like a solid kid, but came in there, and we couldn't find him, and, you know, he wasn't responding to the radio, and he sent me over to that area to get him, and he was curled behind the door in the fetal position. Yeah. He was pretty bad to work with.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But, you know, I would say one, but I'm not going to right at the moment.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Because he
might actually watch the show. I highly doubt it, because not many people do.
That's very true. Very few people do watch the show. Your cat is killing me.
Eugene's agreeing with everything tonight.
Yes.
Which yes, that's should. True. Not very many people watch it. Yes, that's true. I do agree with everything. Yes.
Fuck you. Worst coworker I've ever had, still unfortunately works for the school district. All I'll say is, got, his or her position, by sleeping around, knows absolutely fucking nothing, continues to make everyone's life a complete and total hell, anytime she possibly can, or him. And, yeah, like I said, I don't want to go into it too much, but think of the, think of the stereotypical has slept with people to get a power, you know, to get into a position, has no right in being there, doesn't know how to fucking do their job, hands their job off to other people, makes up shit for them to do, and that's this person. Horrible. I have often said on many occasions I would kick him or her down a flight of stairs and not bat an eye. Not a problem. Let's see here. Some of the other things I had, meetings or trainings, horrible customers, bad working conditions. I'm just going to ramble off a few of them. One of the reasons why the job that I had at Cox Communications was so bad was, you get there and you sign in on this phone and you basically have to stay on the phone for, you know, almost your entire shift. And, depending on the night, it wasn't too bad, but if there was like a pay-per-view event or something like that, it was horrible. And then once again, I get dumped over into the queue where I'm having to deal with people. You know, these people call up, why can't I order the fight? Well, sir, you owe, the cable company $150 because you haven't paid your, by the way, it seems like if it were me, like if I'm ever even like a day late with a payment, I'd fucking get that thing and immediately says, we're about to cut you off. I don't know how these fucking people get 2 and 3 months behind on shit, but they do. And they're like, you have to pay us $150 before we're even going to let you order the fight. I don't even know why the fuck you got cable right now anyway. But anyway, but constantly dealing with that, being berated, having people threaten me over the fucking phone. Where are you at? I'm like, what do you mean, where am I at? I'm a fucking Central Tech. Now, we took calls from Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. You'd have people, where are you at? Like, they got to come beat my ass because I ain't going to turn on the cable again or some shit. Let me tell you how bad this job was. I don't remember what it's called. It was a pill they used to offer. It looked like a little, like on the commercial, it looked like a little purple blob that was hopping along, and it was sad, and then eventually it would get happy. I was on that shit because of this job. Do what?
Cialis?
No, it's not Cialis. I don't know what the fuck it was. Anyway, I was on a fucking antidepressant because this job was so wearing on my mental state. Because you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go in again today and get, berated for 8 hours straight. And then, in some cases you can't almost help it because the service sucked in some areas. And like I was talking about before the show, you know, people would call, you know, listen, y'all are the only cable company I can get. Y'all don't offer a lot of these channels. Y'all are always screwing up my bill. You know, what do you have to say for yourself? And all I could answer is, we're Cox. and you can ask anyone. I fucking hated that job. In fact, I one night late on the show, I still have it. I wrote this long, drawn out email. At one point, I wanted to basically pave over the entire state of Louisiana and firebomb the state of Arkansas because I'm like, all the people I talk to from these states are just these are the dregs of society. We just need to get rid of all of them and move on. No big deal. I don't feel that way anymore.
Especially Arkansas.
Arkansas, yeah. Oh.
Everybody that was from there.
horrible, horrible fucking jobs. Training meetings just always seem to be... if you ever have to go to training meetings, especially if you have to go to them on regular schedules, you're just like, please, I'd rather jump off the Empire State Building headfirst into a thumbtack. At least it would be more stimulating than sitting here listening to the same bullshit over and over and over again. Rudy can attest to that. Tell you what, let's just go ahead and break it down. We'll take a little bit more long time.
We'll take a little bit more
time. Real quick, most interesting story about a bad situation, bad boss, bad customer, bad something you've had at a job. Who wants to go first? Everyone doesn't know what they want to talk about. Okay, think about...
Well, I can throw out some real quick.
All right, go ahead and throw something out. Sorry.
Getting smacked in the face with a hamburger obviously is on my list. If you don't know the story, go back and listen to the show because we go into it in detail.
Yes.
Okay. Working for the medical lab, getting urine all over me.
Whoa, wait a minute. No, you have to tell this story.
Well, I mean, I worked for a medical testing lab where we tested medical specimens, the blood, serum, sputum, urine, and of course, feces.
Yes, okay.
And I had several different positions when I was in there, and one of them was I would handle the inbound urines, which was fantastic because they would come in and... they would be wrapped with plastic that was supposed to somehow seal them, and the plastic never stayed on. So you'd have to remove the top, put it back on, reseal them, clean them up, and then send them down the line. So nightly, I would be covered in urine, and it was unpleasant.
Lab-diseased, tainted urine.
Oh, to even work there, I had to have shots for... like hepatitis and a whole bunch of different things. So, yeah. Although, ironically, I never got sick while I was there.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, it sounds like my weekend.
Shit!
That's,
I'll cover it in urine and...
Remind me never to party with you, Jay. Rudy, any stories? Jay, any stories?
Just random.
Just something fucking horrible that happened at work. Preferably funny.
Oh, could be where the guy had a big ass blowout in his boxer shorts and decided it'd be a nice idea to wrap it around the fucking pipe to the toilet. Or take a shit and put it in their hand, put it in the door jamb. Oh. And
these are grown people.
Yeah, one guy took it and you could see where he... just, you know, looked like it shit in his hand and then wiped it through the walls and, you know, up and down the walls on the door. One guy that goes shit in the middle of the shower and then left, let's say, some love juice on the counter. And
God.
One guy was pissed about something. It wasn't even to do with us, but...
love juice? Is that what you're referring to?
he thought it'd be a nice idea to leave his rag in his towel over the drain in the shower and then turn them on full blast. So while I'm outside doing shit, they just kept pumping water out and I went and there's water out in the hallway. And I mean, hell, one guy did that. He rigged up where the urinal would just keep flowing and then he stuffed shit in it to where it wouldn't go down. And whenever they redid the store before I started working there, they spent a little over $1 million just renovating it. They thought it would be a nice idea to where the three urinals are when you first go in to cover that drain and just leave one in the very back. But even though everything's slanted downhill to stay where the urinals are at and not go over that direction, you know, these are really bright people. They covered that up. Well, that just kept running. And the guy comes to me, you got a little water in your restroom. I had standing water at 2 inches in one spot.
Shit.
That came out the door, went across the hall into the manager's office, all the way back to the back of the restroom where the three shitters are at. And I took the shot back there, and, you know, it's a 15-gallon, you know, wet back. Filled that thing up 4 times.
Awesome.
With all the water. Took towels, you know, threw them down on there. Used 15 towels to soak up the water. You know, had to bring a cart and throw them all in there. Went to the back and wash them and all that shit, but... No, I was estimating probably, and that's a shitload of water, but around 50, 60 gallons of water all.
Damn.
And, I mean, this is just some of the shit I deal with. You know, some of the shit's extreme, and you don't get it often, but, yeah, people actually, you know, shitting on stuff at least weekly.
Yeah.
Had one guy stand above the toilet, because you could see where his feet prints were on the toilet. And then on the back, you know, where he, like, braced his foot up against the the actual flushing mechanism in the wall, where and like just blew shit everywhere. Like he had diarrhea and just blew it all over the seat, all over the floor.
And I thought for sure you were going to say off of that movie he took off the top and shit in the top of the tank because it's called an upper decker.
No, we don't. You know, we have like the urinals that you normally or the toilets that you normally see. It's just got a pipe that runs out the back and it's got the electronic flusher on the back.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I don't know.
I honestly don't fucking know. And I
like they have nothing else to do, so they're gonna. Oh man, I'm not feeling good. Let's go to the store.
Well, hell, there's a couple. They went back and used one of our showers. You know, I got to go back and clean them. You know, get them ready for another person to use. And as soon as you hit the hallway and down to the main three showers, it's, you know, 20, 25 feet, something like that. But as soon as you hit the hallway, it smelled like you're walking to like a 4-H fair or to a barn. You know that like cattle smell? It smelled like fucking farm sex.
Oh, my God.
And I guess I hit that hallway, and I was like, that fucking stinks. I told my manager, I ain't going down that hallway. Like, it smells like fucking ass and cattle. If she's, you know, thinking I'm just making it up, you know, just bullshitting with her, I'll watch up here. You walk back there. She hit that hallway, and she goes, oh, my fucking Lord. What's that? She's like, here, hands me this spray. It's like a cucumber melon. You know, she's like, it. You know, cut it with that. Smell like ass and cucumbers. it was fucking.
Oh, there's smells, man,
that, you know, just come from people that I don't know how the fuck they smell like that.
What is wrong with you?
Your body, you know, some of these people just don't shower for a long time. But, you know, when during military training, I didn't get a shower for 2 weeks, and a whole group of guys that get a shower for 2 weeks, and I never smelled something that fucking bad.
Oh.
If your body emits an odor like that, go get it checked.
You have something seriously wrong with you.
Your skin or something inside of you is fucking decaying. Because there's no godly scent that smells like that.
We swear to God that the inside of Conan is just decay and rot from what he drops in the thing. It's bad.
And you guys wonder why I'm the way I am.
I
do shit like this all the fucking time.
I have a better understanding into you, actually, tonight. This has been a very interesting, enlightening episode of group therapy, let me say that. Well,
it's starting to depress the fuck out of me all of a sudden.
Sorry, dude. Rudy, enlighten him with some funny things that happened at...
Ponchos.
Ponchos, yes.
Oh, shit. Here we go. It was Mexican buffet, so you can only imagine the restroom where the story comes from, okay? I mean, we had to clean these things on the hour, and it was horrific every time. Male and female restrooms, horrific. Well, imagine again, Mexican buffet, had a couple Hispanic busboys. And, you know, they were little mean son bitches. They were always talking shit to each other. And one night after we're closed, one of them comes running out of the restroom hallway screaming that he is just, he's, you can just see he's wet and there's filth all over him. He comes running out of the bathrooms. He says, he fucking slung shit water on me. He pissed off the other guy, so he took the plunger and he was using this god-awful toilet and he slung it all over the other guy. He fucking tagged him with the plunger with shit water. He comes running out. He's screaming. He flung shit water all over me. He just goes to projectile vomiting. He's trying to wipe it off, but he's just... That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But she just wants to stay away from us. Like, I'm not helping you.
I'm sorry, I just started laughing at the whole thing. It's a Mexican buffet. Imagine the bathrooms. The horror.
I mean, was one of the best. I never seen.
That's a lot. That's a lot of enchilada.
Oh, my God.
That is an inhumane assault. It's just, it's not right. You don't do that to somebody.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was...
All right. Does anyone have anything else they want to add real quick before we wrap up for the evening?
Yeah, I hope that Rudy survives tonight.
I know, right?
Dude, I've been coughing for a couple days now, and about this time of night, it's been hitting me. I mean, medication, Halls drops, whatever, nothing's making a fucking dent until I just fucking pass out.
So Tack Hammer is...
You do look kind of pale, dude.
I'm just glad...
Coughing so much.
I had a cough that lasted damn near a month and a half, 2 months. It just, like, I wouldn't cough anything up. It just...
Yeah.
It's just all muscle.
It's just this tickle in the back of my throat. And it's been a couple times today, like, you know, a couple times I had to get off here. I wasn't drinking anything. I wasn't eating anything. It just all of a sudden I got that tickle in the back of my throat. It's like I almost damn near can't breathe and hacking.
Cough so hard and so much, damn near pass out.
My chest hurts so damn bad right now. It's not even funny. Every time I do, it's like, oh, sore. It sucks ass.
Speaking of, like, health type shit, unrelated to any of that, I stopped drinking soda last week. I drink soda, like, every day, but I stopped drinking it completely. I haven't had soda in about a week.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club.
I feel a lot better. My joints feel a lot better.
Yeah,
wait till you lose about 12 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say, not to be too personal, but have you seen a difference on the scale already? Because most people who do that see a difference pretty damn quick.
Well, I only drink diet soda anyway.
Yeah.
I have seen a difference in my water retention. I've definitely,
your cankles are going away?
Yes, my cankles.
Si, whatever you would like, I can send some insanity your way.
That's okay.
He has plenty of insanity as it is.
Yeah, I got enough of that.
I'm down 20 pounds as of today.
See, and that's what I need right there. I need that little program. I haven't drank a pop since the day before New Year's.
Pop.
Pop. Pop soda.
I don't know, Gunner. I didn't drink a pop. I knew that was coming. Well, hopefully you found tonight's episode fairly interesting. Please go to we always invite you to come and comment below the episode. If you have any stories about absolutely horrible jobs you've had, go ahead and leave a comment. We'd love to hear it. Maybe we'll discuss a little bit more of it next week. Couple things to go over real quick. First and foremost, please, please take our survey so maybe we can make some money. We would love to find a sponsor for this show.
Hell, I haven't taken it yet.
Hey, don't take the survey. Don't even do it.
Fuck you, Cyrus. I'm saying take the survey. Fuck you. Anyway, go to our Cafe Press store, and you can buy a shirt, a mug, or something from us. CafePress.com/OneManAsylum. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at Facebook.com/OneManAsylum or Twitter.com/OneManAsylum. You can, let's see, what do we got coming out this week? We've got some interesting things, I think. Oh, yes, because I've written them. Tomorrow, we should be getting Michael Emeritus Chapter 1?
Maybe.
Question mark?
I'm about halfway done with it. I'm going to try to work on it.
But. Okay, cool. Monday will be the edited version of the show. Tuesday is reposting of Ducky's review for Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn. Wednesday is my review for Skull Candy, the inked earbuds. Really good earbuds, really good price. And then Friday, my review for the UK version of Being Human. So,
Here we go.
Yes, the UK version. The one that's actually decent. Actually, I haven't seen the sci-fi version, so I can definitely tell you
that. It sucks.
And there we go. shit. As always.
It's not British, it's crap.
Hey, they make better TV shows. I'll give them that.
As always, you can find us on follow us on Twitter for our individual wacky adventures. You can find me at OptiMachine, at Cyrus Martin, at JRedDevil, and at StevensB29. For all the guys on Group Therapy One Man Asylum, have a good night.
Oh, wait, we got to do the whole show with a British accent. Go.
I can't do a British accent.
I can't do a British accent either. Hello, Governor. What's a nice of? No, that's so horrible. I can't. No.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
What are you talking about?
Sound more like Forrest Gump.
I know, right? There's Ned. Cannot do. No.
I am not a smart man.
And at some point, it ends up becoming the Swedish Chef, you know.
Well, that's good. One last thing.
One last.
That was on TV the other night. I was like watching that. I was like, man, that's a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It's funny as shit in some parts. And then I cry in others. But then
you cry about a lot of things, don't you?
Forrest Gump fucking tears me up, dude. When he's standing over her grave talking about he's so smart, Jenny. I'm like, damn.
Vanna hated her, though.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, you're like,
bitch. She's a cunt.
Why did why did you have to be so bad to him? He was so good. He was good to you and your kid.
Just pissed me off. Like, she got to go have all her fun, do all her stuff, and then he'll be back there waiting. When I'm done, you know.
Well, that's all women are. They don't like the good man. They got to go after the bad boys and
bitches. Jenny.
Maybe if he would have smacked the shit out of her, she would have came around.
Forrest Gump walking around with some headset on here listening to Smack You Bitcha. She walks in, hello, Jenny, and just backhands the shit out of her.
Wouldn't that be great to hear, like, an argument between Jenny and Forrest? Like, they never argue.
You know what would end up happening? She would end up dying because he would get so pissed he would kill her. Because when he starts arguing and gets pissed off, I'm trying to talk to you, Jenna. And she's just laughing in his face. And he just, like, fucking grabs a knife and just, I told you. No, it would not good. It would not end well. I'm telling you. Would not end
well. I'm not a smart man, but I know where your heart is.
Oh shit, we gotta get this going. Okay.